Bonnard Landscapes. In 1912, Pierre Bonnard bought a house in Normandy that he called Maroulotte, near Giverny, just a short distance from Monet's home. He spent long periods there contemplating the Seine from the terrace. This slightly elevated view inspired numerous paintings in which he played with angles, light, and variations in vegetation, creating a true Norman Arcadia. Between 1913 and 1916, Bonnard went through a period of self-questioning. He decided to return to drawing, feeling that color had begun to overpower form. This return to fundamentals brought a renewed strength to his work, while still preserving the rich use of color that defines his style. In 1917, he painted Le Petit Déjeuner, The Breakfast, which you'll see on the lower level, a quiet, light-filled scene probably painted in Cannes. The work demonstrates his mastery of both drawing and color, where the simplicity of the subject, Marthe having her meal, is elevated by light and a carefully composed arrangement. The following years were marked by a profound artistic maturity, as well as personal upheaval. The loss of loved ones affected him deeply, though this sorrow never shows in the apparent serenity of his paintings. During this time, he also created his first enchanting scenes of the French Riviera, featuring Marthe, often in the garden or at the table, in a nature populated with small animals and lush vegetation, a modern Eden. Deeply passionate about landscape, Bonnard paid close attention to every detail, to every shift in light and color. He moved away from impressionist plein air painting and the constraints of working from live models, instead favoring a painting rooted in emotion and memory. In the early 1920s, he settled in Lucanet, where he painted works such as L'Allée aux Mimosas, The Path of Mimosa, capturing colorful alleyways and the subtle effects of winter light on Mediterranean foliage. These landscapes reveal a delicate balance between precise drawing and vibrant color. By the 1930s, having made Lucanet his permanent home, Bonnard reached a period of full artistic flourishing. His nudes, still lifes, and Mediterranean landscapes reflect a perfect mastery of composition and color. His technique, built through successive additions and erasures, creates a unique sense of vibration and depth. In Lucanet, Bonnard captured with intensity a characteristic panoramic view. The red-tiled roofs of houses intertwine in a geometric patchwork, bordered by Mediterranean vegetation, eucalyptus, pines, and mimosas, that punctuate the landscape with touches of green and gold. The soft, hazy light makes the colors shimmer, with pale blue skies and filtered foliage, creating an atmosphere both intimate and expansive, where the distant sea invites the viewer's gaze to drift away.
This composition relies on a subtle balance between rigorous drawing and warm color, giving the landscape an almost musical structure, its rhythm set by the rooftops and the contours of the hills. Compared to La Terrasse of Annonay, where Bonnard offers a more intimate, elevated view of the Seine and its green surroundings, the scene in Lucanet is more open and sunlit. In Vernonnet, the tones are softer, with filtered light playing across pink walls and flower boxes, while in Lucanet, the Mediterranean light enhances the vividness of the colors and the clarity of the atmosphere. These two landscapes thus illustrate two complementary sides of Bonnard, one tranquil and contemplative in Normandy, the other vibrant and structured in the south of France.